So we caught up with our friends in Ireland, Carlo, James Kavanagh, who is the son of the famous Richie Kavanagh, for those that follow Ireland and Irish music. And we decided to have a quick chat with James because he's shown an interest recently in cricket, especially since he's seen Milan Steve's involvement, and he's been to a couple of games and really enjoyed it. So he's been watching from Ireland. So we thought we would quickly catch up with James to get his view on how he felt about the Edgbaston finals day, where Essex graced the great pitches attendance, and also to get his views on the excitement he felt, bearing in mind he's used to rugby. But we thought, how did he really feel, bearing in mind it was his first finals day? So we asked him a couple of questions, and this is how it went. So James, every time we come over to Ireland and see you and Aoife and the family, it's always a great get together, and I've obviously had to learn the language. But what I want to talk to you about, because we've been coming over so often and we're so involved with Essex cricket, you always ask us about it and you tell us how you're always watching the cricket now because of our connection. So on finals day, what was you doing on finals day? How did you come to sort of, sit down and watch the live action at Edgbaston? What was you doing? What did you do? How did you get to actually sit down and watch that, and where was you?
I bet they're still, he should be getting all the chance on the RBA from the Queen.
What did he say?
He said he absolutely loves the cricket. He was waiting for the build-up. And all of the time he was waiting and seeing all of the activity on the TV, he was getting more and more excited. He then realised it didn't start until 11 a.m. and this was 8 a.m. So he went out to milk the cows and feed the sheep. He then came rushing back in to see the first game at 11 o'clock, which he thought was quite exciting. And then when he saw the first Essex game, he felt that there were times where we thought we was going to lose it. And then suddenly when he saw we'd won it, he was ecstatic. And then when he saw the final, he just couldn't contain himself. And all he kept seeing was Simon Harmer hitting that ball, being the man of the match. And his elation was uncontrollable. That was word for word. Well, it's great how you've taken an interest in cricket, and we've obviously converted some more people, which is great news. So on my next and sort of, I guess, most important question is, whilst watching that final, you saw the build-up, you saw the games, you saw the crowd, you saw the excitement. And when you saw Essex planning that final, but more importantly, that final ball where we weren't quite sure if we was going to pull it off, and then Simon Harmer struck that ball, which we wasn't sure until it passed the slip that he'd actually got a four, and you then saw all those celebrations. How did that make you feel?
Jeff, it's great to get talk to you here from Ireland. I was watching in the shed that day with the cows and I had to give the old screen a wipe. There's a bit of old cow shite on it. And the cows like watching the telly too, the cricket and all. And I was so excited that day when Simon hit a ball. There was milk on everywhere, out the door, but up Essex. I was so excited.
What did he say that time?
He said he was excited.